Today's message is called The Love Plan. The Love Plan. From the very beginning, God had a plan, and the plan was based on His love. And so He planned from the very beginning. Remember, God is love. The only thing that God can do is love. Sometimes we try to put human characteristics on God. We try to make Him more like us, when He has created us to be like Him. God is love. The only thing He can do, His character does not change. All He can do is love. Always in a loving state. Always in a loving being. From the very beginning. All the time. Now, we have other things that are going on inside of us because we've made choices that are not in alignment with the plan of God. And so sometimes we have other emotions coming up, other thoughts coming up, you know, that create turmoil in our life. But the love plan that God had for us, He wanted to first love us. And He created us. Because love wants to love. And God is love. As you think about this day, you know, we often think about so many things that are going on in our life. But we got to remember, where does it all start? It starts with the love plan. The plan for God to love us. And that was His will. That's what He wants. He's always loving you. It doesn't matter what you do or what you say. He has wiped away or wiped the slate clean so He doesn't see your mistakes, so that He can continue to love you. He overlooks them. They have been forgiven, so that He can continue to love you. That's what love does. From the very beginning, God created us so He could love us. You've got to really let this sink in. That God loves you. And no matter what we've done, He keeps helping us to be cleansed through Jesus so that we can continue to receive His love. So we can continue to grow in a greater and greater way. It says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." For God so loved the world. For God so loved you. This is why He came and walked on the earth, so that He could get to the point, so He could change everything that had happened and get to that point where He could start loving you again. He wanted to love you. He created you to love you. And now He is continuing to love you. It's who God is. God is love. And it's what He'll always, always do. He'll always continue to love you in greater and greater ways. I love what it says here. In 1 John, it's talking about that same thing again. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God." John takes it to a new level now. See, not only did God want to love us, He wants us to be like Him. So if God is love, and He's always loving, what does He want us to do? He wants us to love. He wants us to love. Because that's how we become like God. That's how everything in our life changes. That's how everything in our life gets aligned with the plan of God and begins to become what He planned it to be. It's through love. That's why that all the commandments can be summed up in two things. Love God, love your neighbor. Because through loving is how we are changed. It is through loving that we transform. John the disciple, I think had a really good understanding of this. He speaks about this a lot. Here it says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 5, "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him." Let me read that again. "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him." So the love of God is growing inside of us. It is being perfected in us. Keeping his word would be to follow the things he has asked us to do. Love God, love our neighbor. And now it's being perfected. His love is being perfected. By us using it, we are becoming more like God. He created us that way. He created us in his image. But for it to work, for us to reach that point where God envisioned us to be, we have to keep sharing that love. Keep sharing that love. Keep using that love. That's where God wants, that's where God planned for us to take us from the very beginning. He wants to love us, but at the same time, he wants us to understand in order to be more like him, we have to love. This is what he says here in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone." He just created man. He puts him into this perfect environment of the garden. But God notices right away, it's not good that man should be alone. Why? Because if man is going to reach his full potential that God created him for, he needs to know how to love. If he's going to be transformed, if he's going to be perfected, if he's going to reach the highest level, he needs to know how to love. And if he's alone, he can't be loved. He can't learn how to love. He can't know what that's like. God's plan for us from the very beginning was, you're not going to be alone. He sees that it's not good that you're going to be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. That means that the plan of God and the will of God is for every single one of you to have a partner, the perfect partner, so that you can begin to use what God has put into you. Because if you've received Jesus into your heart, you become filled with the Holy Spirit. And I don't know how many times I've said this, but I'm going to continue to say it. You're now filled with the Spirit of love. The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of love. You're filled with that Spirit of love. How do we activate that? How do we use it? How do we get it to go to a new level and really become some powerful force in our life that changes everything, that changes the way we see the world? We have to begin to love. We have to use that love. So God's plan from the beginning was that you're going to have a partner. You already have a partner. Say, I have a partner. Some of you are speaking words of faith. Some of you are speaking what you already see. But regardless of which way you're speaking, it is the will of God and it is the truth of God. He does not want you to be alone. He said it's not good to be alone. He's created somebody for you. His plan, he has already laid up the perfect partner for you. They are waiting for you. And now by saying, I have a partner, you have just called them down. You have just called them out. I remember talking to somebody recently a few weeks ago, and he was telling me how he met his wife. And he went into a restaurant, and he sat down with his brother, and they began to eat. And after they were talking for a few minutes, he says to his brother, you know, I think I'm ready to get into a relationship. 5 minutes later, the owner of the restaurant comes over and says, hey, I'd like you to meet this girl. They meet. Long story short, it's been 12 years. They're still married. Say amen to that. The thing is, God already had the partner laid up for this man. He just had to say, I'm ready to have a partner. God said it's not good to be alone. The plan is there's somebody for you already. You've just got to be ready for them. You've just got to get in alignment with God and say, I'm ready to receive it. This is the plan of God. And it's to help us to now be perfected. We get to use that love now that God has put inside of us. We get to learn how it is to receive that love from somebody that's beside us. And we learn to give that love. But we cannot give that love or receive that love if we don't have God in our relationship or in our life. Because God is love. Now, let me explain that to you for a moment. Because some people, they try to have relationships with people and they try to find people that they love, and sometimes it doesn't work out so well. And it's because we got to understand that God is the love. God is love. The very love that you give to your partner is God. Because God is love. He is the source of love. There is no love without God. Think of it that way. If God is the source of love and He's not in your relationship or in your life, there is no love there. Now, there might be lust. There might be attraction. There might be chemistry. There might be romance. You get flowers and candy? There might be romance. But true love, divine love, the love of God, the love that transforms, that heals, the love that makes you grow to become your best, the love that brings out the best in you, if God is not there, that kind of love, the God kind of love, is not there. The only way we can have that kind of love is we have to have a relationship with God. We have to have that relationship with God. Because He's pouring it down upon us. He is loving us like crazy. When we're having, that's what He wants to do. That's what He does. He is love. He is pouring it down upon you. And now you get filled with it. And He wants you, it's just not good for you to be alone. Why? Because you're filled with this love of His. He now wants you to share it. He wants you to share it with everybody. He said, love your neighbor. Jesus said, love your enemy. He's saying, share it with everybody. Let this love go out. Because this kind of love, the God kind of love, which is the only real source of love, we have all kinds of other definitions, but those ones that I mentioned are not true love. They are not what is really love. But when we have the true kind of love, the God kind of love, and that's what we now share with our partner transforms. Our partner, the best abilities and gifts in them come out of them. If we love our neighbor, something changes in them. Suddenly they don't have the ability to hate anymore, although they may certainly want to hate. Something stops them. They begin to be transformed by that when we can let that God kind of love flow through us. And in the act of us letting the love pour out, whether to be the neighbor or whether to be enemy, everything changes in us. We are transformed. And the way we see the world is transformed. This is the powerful plan of God. The plan of God from the very beginning was the plan of love. It was a love plan. Because He is love. And when we understand that God is love, stop putting other characteristics on God. Love cannot get angry. Let's read that. Somebody wrote about this, a guy named Paul. Here in 1 Corinthians, he talks about love and he talks about the characteristics of it. Let me read from the beginning of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1 what Paul says about love, and then he'll get into some of the characteristics of that. He says here, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding and all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. So Paul describes what love really is. He talks about the characteristics of it. I have also gotten that same verse in the, that was from the New King James Version. Here it is in the easy to read version. You might really resonate with what this is saying and understand what Paul is saying about love here. Starting at verse 4, where he talks about love. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag, and it is not proud. Love is not rude, and it is not selfish. And it cannot be made angry easily. Love does not remember wrongs done against it. Love is never happy when others do wrong, but it is always happy with the truth. Love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting, never loses hope, and never quits. Love will never end. The same verse, different translation. Perhaps that really spoke to you. I know when I was looking at it, I was like, wow, that's talking about love. We talk about heaven, and we talk about being citizens of the kingdom of heaven when we receive Jesus into our hearts, because we have received the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love. And we are now citizens of heaven because we are filled with that love. Think about that for a moment. But there is an opposite thing that we don't mention too often, because we have heaven and we have hell. What equates, if love transports us into heaven, what transports us into hell? It is something called love. But it is not the kind of love that God is putting forth. It is a twisted kind of love. It is a selfish love. It is a love of oneself in a very selfish way. And as we, and this is why it's not good to be alone, because if you're alone, suddenly all your focus can get consumed onto yourself. And what's what, and when you see this in some people, they have this selfish love and their focus becomes solely upon themselves. They're not loving their neighbor. They're not thinking of their neighbor. They can't even see beyond the end of their own nose. And this selfish kind of love continues to twist their mind and twist their hearts, where they keep seeing only themselves. And it delivers us into this other place. It's not good for us to be alone. God has put somebody there for you. And how do we get to that place? We receive from God. And we learn to love. And as we love, we're transformed. We're transformed. We're perfected in that very spirit of love. As Paul described how love is, as he described how what the characteristics are, these are really, if you thought about it, that second one, the way he was talking about it, talks about God, doesn't it? Never gets upset with people. Never gives up on people. That's God. He doesn't give up on you. He's love. He doesn't give up on you no matter what. But he's created that same plan, not only to not give up on you and to continue to love you, but as you love others, you start to move to a different level. You begin to transform. You begin to grow. You begin to heal. Your life is changed on all levels. As you love, as you share what God has given you, He has put that love in your heart. And now all you've got to do is let it out. Open your heart and let it out. If we understand and know that the plan of God, it's a love plan for Him to love us and for us to learn how to love and give to others and love God. If we understand that, we will reach the highest levels faster. There are all kinds of things that Paul talked about that you could do that people say, that person's spiritually gifted. They speak in prophecies. Paul says it doesn't mean anything if you don't have love. They speak in other tongues. It doesn't mean anything if you don't have love. All those spiritual gifts that are supposed to be so grand and so great, if we don't have love, we don't even have God, because that is love. Let's go take a look again at what John is saying here in 1 John. And beloved, this is 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He is saying that same thing, that if we love, now we have God in us. We know God. We can go down again to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love. So we need to have that kind of understanding. We need to have that love, which is God, inside of us, in order for us to be transformed, in order for us to love. God's plan for you is to keep practicing love, using love. All those other spiritual gifts are good, but they have to be put into the right context. We have to have love. In other words, we have to have God in the midst of them. This is true of everything we do. We can know that we're working with God if our heart is filled with love. We can know that the power of God is working through us and guiding us if our heart is filled with love. Sometimes you might be having difficulty hearing from God and you're not sure, does God really want me to do this or not? I can't really tell. On the one hand, I feel like I'm supposed to do this, but I haven't really got clear guidance or understanding if God has said to do it. And I don't want to do anything God tells me not to do. I only want to do what He wants me to do. A great indication of that is, how does your heart feel? Is it filled with love? Is it feeling loving? We have to know what God feels like and what love, His love is. We have to separate that from the love of the world. There's all kinds of other loves out there that we're calling love, and they really aren't. But we have to know what the love of God is. Once we have the understanding and the knowing of what God's love is, that will be our guidance to tell us, this is what God wants me to do. Yes, this is the way for me to go. I can feel His love growing in me. His love opens our hearts. His love opens eyes. The blind were healed. In other words, those that could not see the things of God, the veil of illusion was lifted, and now they could see. Not only the world, they could see the things of God. They saw spiritually. The same thing is true when our hearts are opened by His love. We start to see. Paul, the apostle who we read about, who said all these great things about love, at one point was persecuting those people who were following Jesus. What happened? He meets Jesus on the road to Damascus. The Spirit, the light of the Lord, came down upon him. And at that moment, he hears the Lord saying, "Why are you persecuting me?" And he says, "Well, I'm not persecuting. Who are you?" He says, "I'm Jesus." After that encounter, Paul was blind. They took him into Damascus. He'd always been blind. Now he knew he was blind because he saw the light. He didn't know that he was blind until he saw the light. Some people think they know what they're doing, and you look at them and you realize he doesn't know what he's doing. He's going the wrong way. You can't get through to them. But when they see the light, they suddenly realize, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm blind. Paul was in this state. He now sees that he's blind. But the minute he receives Jesus into his heart, the scales fall from his eyes, and now he sees. This man who writes about love and that we read about, I mean, this 1 Corinthians, when we talk about love, this 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is probably one of the first things we think about when we think about, what should we read about from love in the Bible? It's probably 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where Paul is talking about. This same guy, though, at some point, was blind, did not receive the love, could not see it. And as a result, he was doing the wrong thing, persecuting people. But the good news is, he received the Spirit of God, and his eyes were opened, and he went on to share the love of God with the world. Doesn't matter what he did before. He was transformed by God's love. And he now began to share that. I love that both the Apostle Paul and the disciple John talk so much about God and his love. These two guys were extremely successful in what they did in their life. Successful, I'm talking about in terms of bringing the kingdom of God to people, transforming the world. And I believe they were so successful because they understood that God is love, and they understood that that very same love is in us and working through us. And it's not just about saying, I love my neighbor and I love God, but it's about what that love propels us and moves us to do. If we still feel that love and power of God moving through us, we know that we're on track. We know that we're doing what we're supposed to. We know that we're being guided by the hand of God. It is His love that guides us. It is His love that prospers whatever we do. And if His love is there with us, then we know we are in the plan of God. We are fulfilling the plan of love that He put upon us from the very beginning. All you've got to do is love. When we think about today, this Valentine's Day, we just have to remember that if God's not there, there is no love. If God is there, there is love. And if God is there, it's a special kind of love that changes people, that brings out the best in them, that transforms them, that heals hearts, that opens eyes. You are filled with this kind of love. Every one of you here is filled with this kind of love. You are filled with the Spirit of God, and you have this power inside of you. Open your hearts and let the love of God begin to flow out of you. Know that God doesn't want you to be alone, and begin to open your eyes to see where He has laid up your partner and call them down. Let Him know that you're ready, as this man did in the cafe, and He will deliver them. They're waiting for you. But all the things of God are waiting for you. He's laid them up from the foundation of the world, and they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to open your heart. Let the Spirit of God begin to move in your life and change and transform everything. Miracles, signs, and wonders will follow you when you are following God's love.